Hello. Hi guys, and welcome to A Touch of Gen Z, and I'm your host Peter Mutia. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today I am joined by my lovely friends here, and the topic today will be a man's world. Yes, but before I start talking and saying all of these things, I just want to thank you guys for the support I've gotten. You know, and this is the first episode, so I just want to thank you guys. I was really unsure about starting this, but you guys have given me so much courage, so much love, and I love that. And I've gotten one comment, like a lot, and it's the sound. People have been saying the sound is amazing, and I just want to say the sound. I am here at Trio Media. Please go check out the IG at Trio_Media_KE. They're wonderful guys. So yeah, I just want to say that. Now let's get started. Yeah, let's get started. Lol. Today I am joined by, introduce yourselves.
Mercy Wairimo Kihara.
Kezia Moshigadi.
Yes, today I'm joined by Mercy and Kezia. And yeah, they are my friends / employers.
They also pay the big bucks.
Yeah. And yeah. Maybe introduce like the company and everything.
Yeah. Okay, so we are ELSK, my partner and I. We offer human resource and legal consultancies for startups and companies that have already ongoing, right? So yeah, we step in, help you with your human resource, set up the appropriate vehicle for your business and or idea. So basically, we are dream makers. Is that what they are called?
Yes.
Dream makers. So we make your dreams a reality. So you come to us with an idea and we kind of like set up the whole system for you. And we cover you legally as well. So if you have employees, we'll take you through their contracts, agreements. And also now for creatives, we have intellectual property where we help you protect yourself and your property. That means so copyright, trademark, and the works. So basically, yeah, that's ELSK.
Yeah, you've heard it here from my boss, Mercy. Yeah. Should I even say my position in the company?
Come on, it's a big position. I think you should say it.
No. Okay, I do their digital marketing. I do everything for them, basically, yeah, in that sector. And yeah, and these two are my lovely friends. So, and today we're talking about a man's world. Basically, I invited these two because, I mean, being proprietors and CEOs at such a young age and being women, I really wanted to hear their perspective and for you people to hear the perspective of, like, working and, you know, creating, doing what they're doing, especially in a very male-dominated field. And, yeah, and the small experiences, even if it's, like, not business-wise, but just, like, growing up and everything. So yeah, it's going to be like centered around feminism, and that's the whole vibe for today. So yeah.
Yes.
So Mercy, go on.
As we begin, let's begin with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's where we are starting.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
man.
I don't know. I felt like she's a big inspiration, especially
for me.
In terms of you know, aside from the normals, you know, Michelle Obama, the big names, but Beyonce. For me, yeah, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce. But I don't know. She's a big inspiration for me. And basically, I think she's big and she's inspirational in the sense that she walked in. And she walked into a system,
yeah,
and she didn't necessarily deconstruct a system. She used that system to benefit herself. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like that was like super amazing when she walked in. I don't know if you guys know how she used that tax discrimination against a man to include discrimination on gender. Like in the constitution. How dope is that?
That is dope. That right? is really dope. Yeah.
Because like judges are straight, they're like, yeah, we are guys, you can't discriminate on us. Yeah. And then she's bro,
don't discriminate on me, bro. Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, so we don't discriminate on guys, yeah? Like, yeah, baby, we can't discriminate because you can't tell me that I can't take care of a person because I'm a guy. I can't take care of my ailing mother.
Yeah.
I can't get tax breaks for that. Then she's like, yeah, I be there. Yeah, so no, yeah, like, yeah. Then she's like, psych. Then everybody should not be discriminated upon.
I think I should really watch that movie.
probably should. Yeah,
what movie?
On the basis of sex.
Oh my, yeah, okay.
It's like really, really dope.
Yeah, it's like her life story, man. Yeah.
I am going to watch that tonight.
She's tiny. She's tiny like me, so like I feel like she's also overcompensating. Like, we always feel like it's what people aren't even necessarily being sexist. We are just small.
Yeah.
They're just like,
are you looking down on me?
Man, yeah.
How's the weather down there? Yeah,
but but yeah, I think so. So like as a taking off point, that's a big part of kind of like some of the inspirations that I got. And my mom also, she's a big
yeah.
My mom has been in business for a really long time.
Okay.
And she used to be a nurse. Then she just chomokered from her job and she walked into like my old man is cool, but he ain't that dope. Forget my mom, he ain't that dope. But I'm kidding. So she walked into like this business and like the last 10 years have just been simply amazing for them. And just kind of like seeing her in this world.
Yeah.
You know, her struggles, just trying to balance everything as well. She's very traditional in that sense, like being a mom and a worker.
And a worker at the same time.
I find that very inspirational. And I think a lot of girls need to kind of like interact with people like that, right?
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, also my mom has been quite an inspiration to me. Right. You know, yeah, she's, even the way she started, you know, she just got her degree like what, 2-3? Months, not three, like last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations to her.
It was like 1 year ago, and then she's had this company that she's been running, and she's been doing it so well. So it's just like, you know, and, you know, knowing her background and everything, it's really inspirational to see, like, a woman go through all those fronts and still, you know, turn up so amazing. And yet, you, like, even compared to my old man. Like, he's a cool guy, but he ain't as dope as my mom. Like,
actually feel the same thing because like for my mom, she's done so much, literally so much. She's done accounting, she's done fashion design, she's done so many things.
The
I'm like,
biz.
How do you even
the
juggle all
biz.
This, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's actually where I also derived my like my passion for doing so many things because I've also, I feel like at a young age, I've like done so many things. Mediation, I've done HR, something I never thought I'd do.
Yeah,
I'm also really passionate about cooking, music, instruments, right?
There's something now that I don't know, I just picked up, when a lot of people are talking about feminism and empowering women and you know how great females are, I think they tend to skim over or sideline homemakers, women who want to be homemakers, right? Because we don't look at raising kids, staying at home, raising kids as a job. You get what I mean? We think it's simple, but it's not. Exactly.
Yeah, like bigger positions.
It's true. Yeah. I think like homemakers work harder.
That's so true.
Than any like any professional. If you think about it, you work from 8 to 5, right? Yeah.
She works on the clock.
She's always on the clock. So
especially this time, kids aren't in school.
Man, they must be going nuts.
They actually are.
Right? So your kid gets unwell. It's not actually, oh, by the way, May checked out at 5. It's 5 a.m. Yani, you guys.
I'm out.
Yeah, you
I'm
sort
out.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sick. You're sick. Ah, that's really nice. Catch me up at 8 a.m. the next morning. I'll handle that.
I'll handle that, And then I think, okay, and I say this with a lot of caution.
Mm-hmm.
Professional women can get away with a little bit more.
Okay.
Because in the sense that I'm not home from 8 to 5. So what do? I need help.
Yeah.
Right? So there's another individual to come in there and help you. So, and like a homemaker, she's a mother. She's a wife.
Yeah.
She is a friend.
She has to motivate you.
Exactly. She has to motivate you. She's low-key and botch also.
Low-key.
Low-key, high-key.
Low-key, high-key. Right?
So, I don't know. I don't know. So, I think they kind of get overlooked sometimes when we're talking about
feminism. That's true.
Exactly. We're talking about feminism when we're talking about professionalism. Because we, and it's very important. Don't get me wrong. I think it's very important for women to fight for space and to know that we deserve the spaces that we're in, but let's also not Because I don't know, I feel sometimes I hate cooking.
Mm.
She
can't stand cooking.
I hate cooking, and it has nothing, and I get so agitated when cooking my skill. Please note, I said I hate cooking. Am I good at cooking?
She is.
I've never tasted your cuisine.
Exactly. But most people assume, oh damn, if she hates cooking, then
she's bad.
She's bad cook. At it. I can be a homemaker.
That's okay. I feel like that makes some sense, because how much do we hate school? But like, you know, those people who are always shouting, I hate school, and then you're seeing your grades, you're like, excuse me.
Exactly.
You know, I'm the one supposed to be hating school, not you. Exactly. But I do get that.
Yeah, so and I always feel kind of like attacked when I say, oh, I hate cooking. How dare you? You won't get married.
How will you take care of your kids?
Yeah, they'll die.
Can we like talk about that? Because I feel like, is it a must? Me, I love cooking. Me, I'm a whole.
It's so funny because it's funny because you go into homes, and you see a man cook, and guys would be like, "Oh, I'm a kaliwa.
You have such a good man.
You have such a good man."
It's like it's a favor, man.
Yeah.
And is it? Is she like what? I feel like
it's not.
You know, there's this question that has been running through my mind lately. Guys say, you know, feminism is the equality of men, like equality of men and women.
Yeah.
Why then are we? If it's equality of men and women, then why can't men also have this equal rights of, not rights per se, but why can't it also be equal that
they take up all like this traditional female roles?
Exactly. If you see a guy at home taking care of their kids, they're like, oh my god, he's such a good, that's your job. We brought this kid up.
Exactly.
We brought this kid like, to the world together.
When we're making
it. Yeah, you're not special. Yeah,
your job, exactly. Your job as a father is not supposed to be, you're supposed to be ignorant and not be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're a parent also, you understand?
Exactly.
And like, I do get that. In my house, actually, I have a sister.
Mm.
And you'd think, my mom is always pushing my sister to cook. But she hates cooking. She can't cook and she didn't want to.
Yes, Tindy.
But you know, but me, I'm here. I love cooking. May I put on my earphones?
You go and you do it.
And I make magic in the kitchen.
Mm.
And it's going to be like, oh, okay, he's just doing it for
he's
fun.
Just doing I'm like, he's so nice. Like, it's a favor.
And they'll really talk about them like, damn, you know, my son is amazing. He cooks fast.
He cooks?
Because I tell guys, oh, my dad makes dinner every day. He makes lunch every single day. Guys are like, you have such a nice dad. I'm like, there's nothing about having a nice dad.
It's normal.
Cooking is a normal role. Like, you need to need
something so like small, but it's so controversial at the same time. You're like,
exactly.
Making a meal is essential for you and your living. If you're a single dad, what would have happened then?
Thank you. So I don't know how far these personal lines are going to be drawn, but I used to date someone.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, two people. They're like two people.
Uh-huh.
Not at the same time, of course.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I used to date, I have two exes. So one was very kitchen pro, right?
Yeah.
He loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, 3 years, never cooked once. I think at the end, and I feel like that's what broke us up when I was like,
he never like made you feel like you have to cook because you're a woman.
It was never even an option for him. It was like, it was like so liberal in the sense that like even kids were an option.
Mm.
You get what I mean? It's like, I'm not partial. He used to say this, I'm not partial to kids. So I don't know. It just depends on the person that I'm with.
Mm.
Like, if you feel like you're ready,
you
and if
kids.
You want kids, then solid. But me, I'm not going to be out there looking for babies and being like whatever. It's like, you can even adopt, right?
Yeah.
So I thought that was amazing.
I feel like there's a lot of stigma against that. Like, everyone is like, always have. I was having a conversation with my family, and then they were like, what do you call it? They were talking about, I think it was something about impotency and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, just try your best to get a surrogate. And I'm like, there are so many adoption centers. Can you just get a kid?
Exactly.
Like, what is the stick? Like, you don't
Thank
have
you.
To have your own blood. I feel like if the child, if you love them enough and you bring them up in a good society and everything, that's all.
They're yours. Period. Yeah. Giving birth and siring, let's say that for guys, siring and giving birth for females. I feel like that's the beginning of the job.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can give birth and like
screw up
the kid completely.
Right? It's important to kind of like work on whatever. But no, that's one person, right?
Yeah.
That's one person. And then you move from this relationship into this other one and bruh, the guy can't even hold your purse. I'm like, huh? Where?
What is happening?
Bro.
What is going on here?
Like
at this moment.
It's like, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I want kids. I'm like, solid, bro. Like, you want to start your own family? I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
The same way I want, like, those choices. But I'm like, bro. See, I just want to get myself a ML350 first, Amma.
Yeah.
Is that?
You know?
It's like, no, we'll be too old. I'm like, what? When we're getting kids at 16.
Huh? And then I want to talk about that. Like, the pressures of marriage are different on guys and are different on girls.
On
and
that's females.
Like, that
yeah.
is a fact.
That's true.
Like, you just remember, okay, there's a while back, I feel like it was on Twitter and it was like a whole thing, like, where people were expressing themselves. Like, you know, like, you just post, I don't want to say like a like, you know, like Titi Tuesday and all that stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And men in the comments, you know, that like obviously you're respecting the thirst, that's fine,
yeah.
But like, it was those men, like, oh, you know, you'll never get married, you're posting your things
yeah.
here, you'll never
yeah.
get married. And I'm like, you've seen a female, and all you've thought of is
you've
marriage.
Sexualized her,
you've
and
just
like
yeah,
her
only goal is marriage.
Yeah,
you know,
and not just marriage to procreate.
Exactly,
so
marriage
you can't,
to
be decent.
So, exactly, so we're not getting married to create to have partners, right?
Yeah.
And now, just kind of like segueing into our topic today in terms of like marriage and being female and in the professional world or in the man's world, you are expected to be strong, but not too strong.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're expected to be assertive, but not too assertive.
Yeah.
You expected to make your money, but not too much money.
To threaten
you get,
the man.
Exactly. Don't threaten him.
I feel like
that's, support him. Don't threaten him.
I feel like that's okay, because I've seen that even like in such a domestic way, like in my house, like my sister is very strong headed.
Yeah.
And she's been like told, oh, you need to like calm
down.
Down
a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
why?
I was the same, but I wasn't told shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's the difference? Yeah.
Or this, I don't know. I don't know if lawyers hear this or you can like resonate with this. You say something's like,
don't lawyer me.
Oni wakili.
Oni wakili.
No, I hear a lot of this. Don't lawyer me.
Don't lawyer me.
Just stop lawyering me.
And I'm like, I'm telling you about.
And I've heard it from my dad. I'm like, I'm not trying to lawyer you. I'm
about basic human rights.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't lawyer me. Excuse me.
Oh, when you're like Z. because it got to a point, and I think I don't know if it's I don't call it a revolution, but you
yeah.
get to a certain age, especially as a female. Mm-hmm. And I got this the moment I kind of like finished law school, and mm-hmm. I felt like, oh, I finished my law school, and here's your ticket. Now go make something out of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see, like, your parents getting anxious for you to leave.
Yeah.
Not leave, go and, like, find someone and leave, but, like, get up, let's see something,
yeah.
right? Get up, get a job, do something. What are you doing? Like, yeah. what's next? That big question, what's
mm-hmm.
next? And that, I think, that empowered me in some sort, especially even in my feminism itself, is
yeah.
get up and do something. And then I go out there. And you meet guys and
yeah.
you're there for a business proposal. And mm-hmm. Kaza knows this because this happens all the time, yeah. You think you have a very professional relationship with someone until they start hitting on you.
Word.
For real.
Man.
It happens so many times.
So many times.
And to be honest, it's really hard for us to even claim that we have a legit male friend who doesn't want something from you. And when I mean something, I mean like...
Yeah,
sex,
yeah,
most
it's
times,
it's
let's
yeah.
be honest.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And they're very persistent.
Man,
these guys don't take no for an answer.
Or they don't take you seriously.
Exactly.
Right?
You're like, this has been a professional setting. They're like,
bruh.
It doesn't matter.
Especially in Lovile, you're like, just in bigger suits looking very air. And then,
yeah.
Okay, that's
me. I'm telling you, even like, we've been boys for a really long time, and we went to. courts, teen call attachment. Remember Malindi?
Yeah.
So we go to Malindi together.
Well, that's lit. You went for your attachment in Malindi?
Yeah, it was really epic.
Okay, next year looks like a plan for me then.
I'm telling you. 120%. Yeah. And like, shout out to like all the advocates in Malindi. Those guys
are really dope. They're really
all dope. Of them. Justice, the chief magistrate, what's her name?
I've forgotten, but
Odhiambo. Sure. I think it's Odhiambo. I think she's but anyway, dope. She's so amazing. She's a mother with like 5 girls, so she spent a lot of time just kind of like, you know, telling us walk with your head held up high. No one should tell you jack shit in these streets. You know, you are your own agent, right?
You're your own
autonomous agent, and I love that about her. But anyway. So you literally, you're seated in court. It's not that you're dressed a certain way where they're like, oh, this must be somebody who's just coming into the court to listen to. They know you're an advocate.
You're an advocate,
And somebody who's been charged with serial rape, he's like, hey, mommy, abari. I'm like, bro!
There's a time and a place, but not even there's a time and a place. You're here for serial rape.
In court.
I've even asked someone to call you.
So you go, because I mean, you're working for the court.
Yeah.
You're like, do you need something?
Uh huh.
Bruh. It's like, so I'm not sure. I'm like, bro. Literally, and then like 2 minutes, he's really trying to cut you, and then you hear XXXS versus the Republic of Kenya.
He goes,
you're like,
matter, eh? You're like, he's like, here, you're like,
guy. Kumbe wewe, huku wewe. Kumbe you're on remand here and you're just.
Yeah, and then he's being, and you go to other courts and he's like, ah, but this homie has cases in every court. Cases. There are like 7 courts, but he has cases in every court and they are the same serial rapists. And I'm like,
they're like, funga to you.
As in.
And so you can imagine. So you can, and then doesn't even help that we look young.
Yeah.
Two, we're not exactly the biggest in the room.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like physically.
Mm.
And then, so it's just, so you're already fighting for one, to even be taken seriously because you look young.
True.
Two, you're
a woman.
You're a woman. So number one, already, even when we start, like you and me, when we sit down in a room, people assume that your opinion is worth a lot more than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. It doesn't, because just you're male.
Yeah, okay, that happened once, and it was just, I didn't see it until it happened like in school. Like you're just sitting in someone. I don't know. It was me and like a bunch of girls, and a lecturer wanted to ask something. He skipped all of them and came to me. And I'm like, why didn't you just ask them? And you know, like those people, you don't even know. Like you're undermining them, and they are probably more serious with law school than me. Me, I'm here playing Candy Crush, and you're coming to ask me. I'm like, bro, fuck.
Exactly. So think about now. Imagine that situation exemplified, and we are looking for clients.
You know, okay.
Right? And somebody is hitting you up. Is like, oh, baby, this is deal. We want you to set up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's sit over a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that is professional, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you even have like, as wrong as it is, you have this checklist of appropriate venues.
Yeah.
And who or how you are invited to those venues. Because, again, being young, being female, you walk into a venue, our clients, some of them are significantly older than us.
Yeah.
They're the ages of our dads.
Yeah.
And you walk in and you're like, whoa, what did I just walk into? Whoa.
Some are really looking at you some type of way.
You're like, hey, you know, and
you didn't have spirits.
Exactly. And it just makes you kind of like conform to these stereotypes in the sense that how are you dressing? We can't do my dress, my choice.
We really can't, to be honest.
Especially in this law field.
We cannot.
Yeah, that's true.
We cannot. And it's not even a question of like this, the laws forcing us. Mm. At TCG, at ELSK dress code. Nah. You walk in a skirt, msi anakuangalia. you're like, even you, on. Even you get,
you even get uncomfortable. And you know, it's funny because there's a, I told a friend of mine this story and he was like, are you not happy with the type of attention you're getting? And I'm like, please don't get me wrong. There's a very fine line between wanting attention from a specific person and people giving you attention in a very inappropriate way.
That's okay. I like so catcalling and all like, of that.
Like, let me give you an example. Yesterday, just yesterday, I was running my errands just on a normal day. Some guy came, he sat next to me. He's like, hi, hi. Because I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
I was like, hi. Then he's like, do you know I'm married? Like, all right, that's
be
that's,
nice.
Yeah, I mean
that's cool for you. I mean,
like, and he was well dressed, and he's like, and I have kids. I'm like, okay, that's nice.
They must be smart.
Yeah.
Wow. Which like, school?
How are they doing, bro?
I'm like, all right, cool. I mean,
are they voting yet?
I'm like, okay, that's nice. So since we're sharing like what we have and who we have, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm also seeing someone.
Yeah. Is that dope guy also?
Yeah,
he's
like, yeah. We don't have kids yet.
We're not married yet, but yeah.
He's like, all right, cool. So give me your number.
Hey.
But I'm never going to call you because it's inappropriate, but I'm going to WhatsApp you so that my wife doesn't find out.
And you are just going again. You're just going about your business, man. And that happens.
And WhatsApping me is not is appropriate, but calling me is inappropriate.
Yo, bro, me.
And he really insisted. I'm like, you know what? That's one. That's just plain disrespect to your wife. That's disrespectful to your wife.
To her as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even to you, just walking up Jeshimu. To me, man.
Jeshimu, bitch.
And I got really irritated because he's not taking no for an answer. Yeah. It's let like he's you, taking me. I feel like it's like I'm joking.
In Nairobi, audacity is on sale. I don't know, like in Nika unaingia match and you're given audacity and then you give out fair. I don't know. Me, so I don't know. Like people have audacity.
Wanapeana nka
uduma number.
And imagine you tell someone that story and you're like, aren't you happy? I mean, it means that you're beautiful.
You look nice today.
Yeah.
You must have looked nice when you go nenda.
Come on, nakachiwa hivo.
But the main approval of you looking beautiful should come from yourself, not other people.
Thank you.
Especially if other people don't even know. Other people with wives and kids.
There's apparently in, I don't know if it's an opu, may I know this stuff now. Did I ask for it?
Nah.
It just came.
So there's this app in Oppo, apparently. It's called a secure folder. And this secure, quote unquote, secure folder, it clones your, what do they call it? The motherboard, the operating system. It's like you're having dual operating systems. But now this secure folder, you can put pictures, WhatsApp, a different WhatsApp with a different number if your phone is a dual SIM, right? So you can have a different WhatsApp, photos, I think messages as well. And then now you lock it with a password.
Yeah, password.
And once it's locked like that, doesn't even bring notifications until you open it. That's when all the notifications come in. And even when they come in, there's like 7. So I had a boy of mine, but they fully married, expecting a child. And he's telling me this stuff with so much excitement. He's like, yeah, now we can be talking. and I'm confused. I'm like, what's wrong? Normal WhatsApp?
where did it go?
I was like, is there a problem with your SAF WhatsApp number? It's like, but then now you know this one people can't access. I was like, because if you feel the need to hide to what hide. We are talking about, then we shouldn't be talking about what it. We are talking about, right? So me, I was like, because bro, if I'm going to send you memes, Why would I not share a exactly. dope meme with you?
Yeah.
Once I live and like create a group. Meme Central.
I want to ask you guys a question. Now, the thing is that you've said all that, and I feel like, is it worse when you react to such stuff? Like, is it worse like when someone is openly like hitting on you and then you react violently? Not violently, but just react.
Aggressively.
Aggressively. Because obviously you have the right to, you know, because there's no way someone can just come and ruin your day like that and then you just expect to go on with it. Or is this something you've normalized in your life and you're like, ah, it happens?
Okay.
it's sad.
The sad truth is that, yeah, it's getting to a point where
it's too much.
Normal. It's getting normal, and it's not a wrong thing. It is.
I personally, just from my personal experience, I find it easier to just give you my number and block you.
Yeah. Sadly.
Oh, yeah. That's the saddest part.
Because if you don't...
I don't want to spend 20 minutes negotiating why I should give you my number.
Yeah.
Let me just give you. I'll give you and I'll block you. Kwanza, ask Keza. Keza knows. But I suck with names. I don't know people's names. And then what do I do? I don't even save your number. I block you instantaneously.
Like when you call or do a text.
Yeah. And I'll pick. I'm like, oh, hi. Hi. Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. You know, we met at... I'm like, let me call you in 2 minutes. Just, I'm literally in the middle of something. I'll call, and then I just block you there.
Okay. So, yeah.
Then
so
again, you feel like if you're too aggressive,
then also...
You're putting yourself in danger.
Because...
Yeah, okay.
Even when
he
starts, like, chapping you, like, by bad luck.
Exactly.
Who do you think will help you? No one, to be honest. Guys will go about their day.
It will be your fault, baby.
Yeah, it will be your
and
fault.
And it will be seen as your fault.
Yeah. Uu dema nakuanga na maringo.
Haizi pendeka.
Mbona unajifanya? Unafikiri wendo dem peke yake? Kama if I'm not the only one, tuendea wengine.
It's really tough being a woman, to be honest.
I had this conversation. I'm having this conversation with my brother. And he was telling me, he's like, ah, bro, you know, I don't even know what it's like being catty-word. I was like, it's like me coming to your room every 5 minutes.
Bro, see, we go watch TV.
You're like, Z. Let's just go.
The worst that can happen.
Kwani, what are you doing now?
You know, and he's confused. Like, you just say no. You, I was like, you take no for an answer. Like, but we should.
And I feel like where it's more persistent is even clubs. Clubs is even worse. Like, that's a whole other story.
Wow.
Like,
what? So, you guys. So, sometime I go to X club. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was okay. I was there. It was like a friend's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then, it was a friend's cousin's birthday. So all of us are part of the same school D. So she's like, baby, you guys, it's Nani's birthday. Let's go. As we go. So me, we're in the club. So as we are just standing over there, me, I'm frozen, baby, everywhere.
Akimasi, boy.
Me, baby, I never even said going out before I turned 18 because I knew me, I'd be frozen. So me, I'm always frozen.
Yeah.
So be always like, I'm like, let's just invest in a plug. Ndani. But anyway, so I go to this club. It's dope. Me, I'm over there as we are drinking. And then we are standing around kind of like the seating place. Huh?
Yeah.
So we are standing there. And this guy comes. He's like an old guy. Me, I'm not into like younger men. Mm-hmm. But bro, don't be like 75. That's all I ask, man. already look young. Can you imagine us walking? Hey, sasa. Hey, baba na mtoto tumeingia. And we are a couple.
You know, like,
anyway, so this guy like walks up to me. He's like a strange guy. And me, as a general rule of thumb, if like you're in a club with one beer, I do like it just my red flags just go off. If you're walking around with one beer, is it meshka with a beer on like in your hand? See, at least at the end of the year, I'm going to go to a bar. Don't be like in the middle of the dance floor with like your Heineken or like your Tusker Light. What's this, Nini? White cup,
yeah.
With your white cup, katikati ya dance floor. But, so this guy walks up to me. And he's like, oh, you know, how are you? I saw you. Nah. I'm like, bro,
Z.
I walk away. And me, my shots had shown me. When don't ajua, no one in these streets knows above you. I was like, brah, Z. I take a, like, I cool a L, I go. Hey, this guy keeps coming back. He keeps coming back. So literally, I keep moving. I keep shifting in the club, right?
Yeah.
So I'm even like in the smoking zone. Bro, I don't even smoke. Me, I'm just standing over there. I'm just chapping stories with my girlfriends. And then, because I'm like, I do not be there alone. Yeah. Because this homie is really annoying. Kidogo, kidogo, a shorty comes. Me, I'm like, female solidarity, power, feminism. Hey. So me, I start chapping her stories. She's like, but there, you know, that's my cousin. I walk away.
Yep,
I walk away.
Not today. It's funny, today is not the day.
He was probably thinking you're enjoying the cheese,
man. Then I go home. I wake up in the morning and I get like this text. Hi, my name is da da da. We met yesterday. I'm confused. I'm like, did I give anybody my number?
What did he say?
Oh my gosh!
And you don't forget things when you're drunk.
I don't forget. Yeah. Do I regret them? Yes.
Completely. But that's not the point.
No.
Forgetting? No.
Forgetting? No. But so anyway, I this guy just kind of like he, I get this text. And I'm like, who the hell is this? So kumbe, I had tipped a waiter. Me in my kindness, I tipped the guy. I tipped, how did me don't carry cash also. Mm. So what do? I send him M-Pesa.
Yeah.
Send money, right? So he gives the guy my number.
Wow, okay.
The guy finesses, he gets my number.
That's some
right?
type of violation.
Exactly. I'm like, bro, me tipped you. You're not even loyal.
So yeah, anyway. that's not fresh, man.
Exactly.
That's going against the is the waiter code, Amma?
You're breaking the waiter code.
The waiter cost the customer code, man.
The WC code. The WCC.
You know?
Yeah. So me, I'm like, okay, no, the heck is this? So he hits me up, he calls me. And I'm like, damn, I don't remember. He's like, no. So I remember it's a guy who was like following me the whole night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn. I'm like, bro. So I chorea the story. I block him. He calls with another number.
Eh?
Me. So I'm like, who's this? I pick up. We're in business. Our number was initially, even before we registered a number, we used to use our own numbers. So I'm like, I don't even know who this is.
Mm.
Like, let me just pick up and find out. Me, like in my naivety, I feel like, and my curiosity and OCD, I'm just like, who's this?
Yeah.
So I pick up and... it's the same guy. I'm like, damn. Okay. So me, now I get irritated. I hang up, right?
Yeah.
Then he keeps sending me his pins. He's like, oh, I'm at da-da-da. Come meet me. I'm at da-da-da. Come meet me. I'm at da-da-da. Like multiple times of different like locations every day. And I really, it got to a point where I was getting anxious. I felt like I was being harassed.
Mm. Yeah.
You get
what
I mean?
It is harassment. That's actually
right? So I'm like, damn, now who's this? So I block him again. So this is the second number that I've blocked.
Mm.
And then he gets another number and he sends me like a tender. Apparently he has been quote unquote awarded.
Okay.
Big money.
Big money. Okay. Me, I was like, bro, me, I've seen tenders worth much more. No offense, but.
Oosh.
I mean, out to Tete Meshi with a few millions. So I open it. I linger. I just nini. Then he proceeds to send me like this really long nasty talks.
Yeah.
Nasty texts. He's like, oh, unajifanya, you think you're the only one? And I really got scared.
Yeah.
So I actually asked somebody I was seeing at the time. I'm like, bro, please talk to this guy and tell him I'm seeing someone because I've tried to communicate that.
Sadly, you guys don't even care whether you're seeing someone or not.
Or not. No, the guy had to call and threaten. And that's when he stopped.
I mean, if they have a wife and kids, do you really think they're going to...
I don't know why guys come to us. Rich guys.
Yeah.
And thinking that money will lure us in.
I feel like that's part...
I feel like that's a cheap narrative that's been...
It's really,
like,
and it's disgusting, back, to be honest. And all
those stuff, like. I think so, too. But we've gotten to a point, also, females, I feel like we have lost... our sense of self. I don't know if females are giving up. I hope not.
I hope not.
I also hope not.
Like, but I don't think so.
If you're going to take up your sexuality and use it, by all means,
Exactly. Yeah. By all
it's
means,
your body.
You get that bag. Get that OnlyFans bag.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I'm not against that.
But now I feel like it's gotten to a point where there are no limits anymore. Like, if I can pay for something, I can take away humanity.
Yeah.
Get what I mean?
I get what you mean.
Malindi is such a horrible experience in terms of like feminism and what we saw down there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, girls have lost their sense of worth in total. As in, literally, the stuff that is being mentioned, like, it even makes you red in the face. You're like, how? 9-year-olds are being violated and they're saying it's okay.
It's okay. Just for the
there's a time I had, I don't know, I don't want to mention, but it was in a, it wasn't, okay, it was in a setting, some setting, and yeah. some guy was mentioning how they're training girls back in their village to always give out consent, and I found that so wrong. Because, like, I don't know, and it's not that, Ati, because, obviously, it's not because, just because it's wrong, like, as in, to the sense that, you know, when I'm not, I don't want to say it's just because I feel like this because I have a sister and because yeah. most of my friends are female, but like selling somebody, you know, exactly. like as in just yeah. always saying yes. And it's like a training program. And then we're here trying to say we're progressive and now my generation is the exactly. best and all that. But then these older people are still, I feel like we should shed more light on such things.
True. Actually, because yeah. I saw a post by our friend Samia
yesterday yeah, yeah.
when she was talking to these young girls and explaining to them that you can withdraw consent
yeah.
even in the middle of sex. You can.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't actually know this.
Yeah.
Which you're is like, quite sad.
You're like, not even in the middle, even in the beginning.
Even in the beginning, you'd, yeah.
Oh, you know, he's bought me drinks. I've gone to his house. Now I have to.
You don't.
Yeah, but
and like we should as a generation we should shed more light on sexual assault and violations, because yeah. as much as we've done our best, like, and I've seen in Twitter, like, people are calling out rapists and all of that.
Yeah,
there's more to be done. There's that's not all. I think that's so not too. All. There's you know, more to be done.
I had a very interesting conversation with my friends like 2 weeks back. And we were talking about how we've really, really empowered girls. So who really is going to teach our young men how mm-hmm. to deal with these empowered women?
Actually, Ken said the same thing. My brother, he's like, we are teaching girls how to be empowered. But not teaching exactly. men how to live deal. With empowered women.
And that's so fact.
Who really
fact.
Is going to teach fact. These men?
I feel like the thing is, people have seen that, oh, men have been empowered in all the sectors, but socially, nothing at
nothing.
All.
Emotionally nothing. As well.
Emotionally, really socially, nothing.
Yeah.
I'd say economically, yes. That's true. That's it's fact.
True. And even that in itself is a burden, because you know? You're being given a job and you're told, brah, you're supporting everybody.
Yeah.
It's your job. You're yeah. a man.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I when your like, shoulder is like, I want to go to work, you're like, no, but you're a female. Stay home.
And then you're like, no, I'm parent.
You know, I feel like that's because of what you've said is the
perfect.
Truth.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We're teaching women and we're progressing, and which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah. we've forgotten that men exist.
But who's going to teach this man is the question.
And please. That's the problem. I feel like the older generation messed us up, because there's toxic. Like let's just
like
be honest. I'll feel like
honest.
The role models to the females, the relationship yeah. my mom has with my her my her daughter my sister
yeah, yeah.
is completely different from the one I have with my dad. And I'm not yeah. saying all fathers are like that.
Yeah,
but
a large number.
Exactly, a large number. I don't see this male to male connection, not this male to male teachings and all that.
Exactly.
Oh, it's oh, you're yeah. a man now. Oh, the world will teach you, you know. And that's why, like, so many guys, all the time you go out with guys, you're like, hey, ratio ni mbaya, there are no shorties in the club. It's because girls aren't that, like, are in touch of their emotions and their mental health, that yeah. they're not using alcohol and they're not therapizing alcohol. You get,
yeah, yeah.
I saw this statistic that 75% of suicides right now by men, yeah, and yeah. people who are most likely to enter drug abuse and be addicted to drugs, 85% are men.
Yeah, because you're told understand? You can't talk about anything.
And it's not even that. Hold everything in.
Yeah.
If things happen to you, don't say. Yeah. You'll be seen
strong.
As weak.
Yeah.
Be strong. As in,
be
don't.
Stoic.
Like, I remember when my parents, like, okay, I had some. An anxiety issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, me, I've always kept it, like, those to myself and everything. But, yeah. like, it just came out in one of these incidents. They're like, you can't have anxiety, you're a man. And I'm like, oh.
That is why I'm having anxiety.
Oh, you've solved it. Thank you, doctors. Thank you, doctor. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Doctor Phil, shut down. That's it.
I feel, folks. That's all, folks. We have done it. But as a closing remark, I feel like this has been wonderful. As a closing remark, yeah. What do you think we can do to do better, especially as Gen Z, the Gen Z that we are right now?
I think Gen Z, it's our responsibility. And for this may sound grim, but I feel like the past generations are done.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't be.
Yeah.
You can't tell your dad to be woke right now. It's like, bro.
And that's why I keep on saying. Please, let's stop blaming our parents for things.
It's true.
It's over. Like it's done.
Yes. Please, I saw this quote sometime. Check whoever hurt you before you bleed on those who did not cut
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think it's our responsibility now to take up arms and to be aware of our own weaknesses, because we have a lot of weaknesses. We have a lot of deficits.
Which is
in
true,
terms
yeah.
of like emotional deficits. We have been raised by absent fathers. Yeah.
You know.
We don't know. And girls, even girls are they have their walls up, they have their guards up, mm-hmm. even when they're dating people. Right?
Because you don't know who that person
you're
is.
You're so scared exactly. to end up yeah. in that situation you saw your
parents
right.
like your mom. Like,
exactly.
And that's why like you have so much fears towards the thing. Like, oh, you're like, I may not get married. Have you seen my...
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
And that's why married people are getting married now. Yeah, they're done.
Yeah, they're done. Like, divorce cases are going up. My was telling me they're so busy right now. And I'm like...
What? We should start also doing processing divorces.
Because this...
petitions, man.
Such a high rate of divorce right now.
But yeah, I think we should be aware, and I think we're in the right track, kind of like having conversations like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly.
And being able to be vulnerable with each other and saying, hey, me, I'm also going through this.
I'm going through
thing.
This, yeah.
And that's the beauty of our generation, is that we are not inhibited anymore.
That's
true. As you say, baby.
Exactly.
Come on, ex.
We're not in a closed igloo.
Nah.
Like, we're out.
That's where we are. Crazy. That's why we are crazy. Because we say, "Ati, I don't want that." You are nuts.
my mom came and told me, like on breakfast one of these days, your generation is so out there. And I'm like...
like it's something so wrong.
Yeah? Like it's something so wrong.
It's where you're supposed to present that four-person family... 4-5-person family where you're all okay.
Yeah.
We have a lawyer. We have an engineer. We are in business. We have two cars.
You know.
We have a house.
In that house, we never talk to each other.
Exactly.
All of you hate each other.
Do you even know your old man's favorite color?
Nope.
Hey, did you know their birthday?
Bruh, me and you when I was like 20. That's when I realized...
I was so selfish. I was like, you people have birthdays.
Wow.
I thought I was the only one.
Many men and my brothers.
Sorry, me and my sisters. The rest of you were born.
I remember when I was 18, that year I turned 18, I sent my dad this a really long text. Oh, you've been so good. You know, you are so protective. I love you. Happy birthday. And then just sent back, okay.
Okay.
You're like, guy.
Look at this what? Nigga.
Kwanza, that time I had anxiety. My dad told me, you know, you need to fight it. You need to go to the gym. And I'm like, oh, wonderful. I need to see a therapist now. But you're telling me to go to the gym. But
men are not allowed to see therapy.
Not just men, black people.
Well, black, exactly. And what is that notion? That notion needs to stop.
Black
we
Indians.
Need to start seeing therapists. And we need to stop therapizing alcohol. That will be Bruh. Another...
Kwanza,
that's a whole other
Kwanza
episode.
Man, because I had a friend who, like, Winnie did psychology. And I remember everyone in my house being confused, like, is that a real doctor?
I'm like, oh.
Like, yeah.
As in, even I can see, like, when we're talking, like, when that talks about mental health in news, my family watches news. Like, it's a news,
yeah.
like, it's like one time
every,
we talk.
Like,
yeah.
When I like to moja, then all of you just go.
Yeah.
Go
off. Like, oh.
Unacceptable.
So, you know, like, there was this one time, Yvonne Okwara and, like, the news gang, they were talking about mental health.
Yeah.
We always stay for the news gang because me, I love Yvonne. If she's yeah. ever going to ever hear this, I
love you.
My favorite journalist. I just love her so much.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, me and I always stay for news gang. So, at my, like, I remember it was a talk about mental health. Everyone left. I'm asking. But I'm not, like, you've been in the house the whole day. It's quarantine. Excuse me. And then, like, Bona Menda, it's like,
easy vitu, and I'm like, sit down.
There are white people problems.
Yeah, and then you ask that who nasikiza kwani you are depressed.
Kwani you are depressed. And I'm like, if I am depressed or anxious, some of these things are genetic. So I got it from somewhere. Maybe excuse me. You know, maybe you're the root of my depression. Yeah. And you're here telling me.
When you go depressed. And then, and then, kuna nyumba school fees
nimelipa don't I give you pocket money and I'm like okay
thank you for buying my mental thank you sir.
I remember there was a time they read a story about a kid who'd kill themselves and I think they lived in Runda or something. Mimi hatuishi Runda lakini mtu anajiwa Peter come downstairs. I'm like do you want to kill yourself because we don't live in Runda? I'm like, I told them off so badly. The way you people treat mental health needs to stop.
And then they put them up against each other, right?
Yeah.
Like it's an attack even to you. You know, I think that's a good opening to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Marcy, did you see somebody killed herself because she was depressed? Come, let's talk about depression. Like, you know, this is how you deal with shit. It's usually like, bro.
I feel
if you kill yourself na kufuata tunamalizana
ama nitakupatia rat poison mimi mwenyewe.
So I feel like that is it. Like this has been an amazing episode. Long one but amazing and I loved it.
But let's just like embrace men's emotional they're human beings.
Exactly.
And we know they can cry.
We need to stop seeing women as objects.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We are human beings with brains.
Exactly. You came out of one, please respect one.
Please. Period. Wow. Not just your sister, your mother, everyone around you.
Now, as I conclude, do you guys want to say anything? Are you guys okay?
Oh, yeah, you guys can reach us at ELSK, please.
Please yes. Check out.
Don't come and objectify us. Can look at our
I think IG. We've seen enough of that.
please take it easy, man.
We also need money to survive.
Exactly, man. You can find us on LinkedIn, yeah. Facebook. www.elsk.co.ke.
Period.
You can send us an email. We'll always answer.
info@elsk.co.ke.
Or you can even ring us.
You know.
I am.
These are my bosses, and I love them, and I feel like you also love them by now.
They
so
better.
Please, you bet. Hey, it's a must. CRT. So as I just like want to close and say thank you guys for coming. This has been an amazing episode. Y'all should check them out. Y'all should also check some other episodes, some of my previous episode and this episode and other podcasts like The Tackle, the podcast by GK Nyambuzi, being grown by Tabitha. It's Okay Child by Alexandria, Bonga Ball, and also the wonderful Sandwich Podcast. You all should really check them out. And you all don't forget Trio Media. I plugged them at the start, but just to remind you, in case you've forgotten, it's Trio_Media_KE on Instagram. Please go check them out. And also, as I conclude, I just want to say thank you for listening to this episode. It has been amazing. Thank you for listening to my wonderful, amazing guests. They mean so much to me. I love them.
Oh, we love you too, sweetie.
Oh, thank you, babes. Please subscribe. I'm now on all platforms. Those people who are asking, uko Apple, I listen when you're on Apple. I'm on Apple now. Now you have no excuse. Please go subscribe. Give me a 5-star. Find my link tree on my Instagram. It's at leaks my stars and with double Z. And yeah, or you can just search anywhere A Touch of Gen Z. So that has been me from your host, A Touch of Gen Z, where we do everything by and for Gen Z. And this is a goodbye from me.
Bye.